Presidential aspirant Reverend Dr. Given Katuta Mwelwa has called on members of parliament to oppose clauses in the proposed Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026 that aim to limit the participation of independent candidates. Acting Health Minister clarifies that Zambia has not recorded any cases of polio. In international news, Senegal Prime Minister proposes tougher anti-LGBT law, doubling prison terms. In sports, Halu Wono justifies changes to starting lineup as Copper Queens march into Kusafa Semis.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. 2026 independent presidential aspirant Reverend Dr. Given Katuta Mwelwa has strongly called on members of parliament to oppose the proposed Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026, describing certain clauses as a threat to democracy. Reverend Dr. Katuta Mwelwa argued that the bill would restrict the participation of independent candidates and criticized the Electoral Commission of Zambia for attempting to amend a law that has not negatively impacted the people or the country. She warned that posterity will judge those seeking to amend the law for personal gain.
I want to speak to all the members of parliament who want to push this. Posterity will judge them. Because you cannot want to change because there's a woman who has said, can you imagine? Because a woman without money says, I'm going to stand independent. Then the entire government wants to change the constitution to stop the voices What they're trying to do is to guard the democracy of the nation. We need independent thinkers. We need independent MPs. We need independent presidents. We need independent councillors. But somebody who wants to cling to the seat or to the throne, he thinks this is the only way. I want to appeal to the Zambians to say, do not allow any president in this country to change a law to suit himself, because this country is for the Zambians.
The Zambia Consumer Association has issued an alert warning that the recent rains in Lusaka could trigger outbreaks of diarrheal diseases in cholera-prone areas. ZAKA Executive Director Juba Sakala is therefore urging the government, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, to intensify on-the-ground interventions which should include the immediate distribution of chlorine and other water treatment chemicals, deployment of water bowsers to supply safe and clean drinking water, and rapid drainage clearance and waste removal in affected communities. Mr. Sakala stressed that these measures are crucial to preventing waterborne disease outbreaks. He explained that flooding significantly increases the risk of water contamination and disease spread, hence emphasizes the need for government and the general public to be proactive rather than reactive. Additionally, Mr. Sakala is calling on restaurants and food outlets in Lusaka's Central Business District to strictly adhere to food safety and hygiene standards during this period, as flood-related contamination may compromise water sources used for food preparation, putting consumers at risk.
We are particularly concerned about the cholera-prone communities such as Kanyama Township, where flooding increases the danger of contaminated water and potential disease outbreak. We cannot afford another public health crisis. ZAKA is urging government through the DMMU to intensify interventions on the ground. This must include immediate distribution of chlorine, provision of safe water through water bowsers, cleaning of blocked drainage system, and urgent inspection of weakened electricity poles to prevent accidents and loss of life. To the members of the public, as ZAKA, we say remain alert, treat your drinking water, avoid stagnant flood waters, and report any signs of disease outbreak or dangerous infrastructure. Consumers' protection is about safety and survival. ZAKA stands ready to work with authorities to ensure that lives are protected and that preventive measures are taken before the situation worsens.
Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga has urged government to consider rolling out polio vaccinations nationwide following the recent detection of the virus in environmental samples. Raising a follow-up question, after the ministerial statement, the lawmaker cautioned about the potential outbreak of the disease, stating that it is a deadly sickness that could have devastating effects on children if left unchecked. Mr. Mulenga questioned why vaccinations were only being conducted in high-risk and suspected areas, arguing that frequent human movement across districts could increase the risk of the virus spreading to other parts of the country.
Honorable Minister, polio is a deadly disease, which, if left unchecked, can have very, very serious effect on our communities, especially the young ones. In your ministerial statement, you have indicated that you only undertake vaccination in areas where it is highly suspected. But don't you think, Honorable Minister, it would be ideal for my government to spread vaccination almost everywhere because of the nature of the human being? There are movements taking place, even as we speak, from those affected areas where there could be a high chances of people coming from suspected areas spreading to almost the entire country. So don't you think it would be ideal to have this vaccination to be undertaken countrywide?
In response, the acting health minister, Cornelius Mwetwa, clarified the country's current polio status, stressing that there is currently no confirmed case of any person infected with the polio virus in Zambia. He explained that what has been detected is the presence of the virus in sewer water at Machinchi, which indicates circulation in the environment, but not confirmed human infection. Mr. Mwetwa